This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW in Green Bay, 98.3 FM, WISS, and the Civic Media app. By the way, Todd, I was telling you, I will be broadcasting the Wisconsin Herd game tonight.
That's awesome.
Yes.
I went to the game on Saturday.
Did you?
In Oshkosh, yeah.
Awesome. Isn't that a great fan?
Great arena. Oh, my gosh. It was so much fun.
Yes.
They lost, but it was still
It doesn't matter. Great time. Yep. Great place. Love that place. If you get a chance, folks, go there. But I'm doing the game tonight against the Windy City Bulls. So that'll be fun. Chicago Bulls farm team. We've got Lindsay Bosley on from Caribou Coffee. Lindsay, I just drank something so delicious. First of all, good morning, Lindsay.
Lindsay, this is our favorite hour, and you can do this anytime. Man, this coffee's good. Really good.
Todd asked me, he goes, I said, my gosh, this is so delicious. He goes, what kind is it? I said, I don't know. He goes, look on the tag. I go, it's Lindsay Bosley.
And I said, I've got the same one. I got the same kind. We both have Lindsay Bosley.
It's cranberry dark chocolate espresso.
Okay, so we've got one of our cold beverages there, the espresso shaker with the new cranberry holiday flavor. What do you think?
I love it, love it, love it. And I feel healthy because it's oat milk.
Yes, it is oat milk.
It's fantastic. I love iced coffee.
And I've been to your place. Lindsay, do you work at the Caribou here in Green Bay? Or are you?
I do not. I work at our corporate headquarters in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Oh. We were really hoping to get a member of our team in Green Bay to talk with you this morning, but it just didn't work out. So I'm sorry you're stuck with me. But
if
we do this again, we'll try to get you somebody from Green Bay.
Well, thanks for joining us. The first time I had your coffee, I mean, it was, I couldn't help but have it, at the Mall of America. Don't you have like 3 or 4 stores in there?
Yeah, we have a handful of stores at the Mall of America.
Yeah.
And another place we have a lot of stores is the airport in Minneapolis.
Yes.
A lot of folks will get a caribou when they're traveling in and out there.
You know, a lot of people talk about flavored coffee being, you know, if you're trying to lose weight, it's not a great thing. But I'm reading about you guys try to make this as healthy as possible, don't you?
Natural.
Yeah.
Natural, yes. Natural and real ingredients is what we're really all about. So that dark chocolate espresso shaker you're drinking has real dark chocolate in it. And so do all of our handcrafted beverages. We have a commitment to a clean label, so you won't find any artificial preservatives or anything in our handcrafted beverages.
That's odd. So, like one of the things I'm reading here, vegan friendly, non-dairy, oat nug. I mean, you guys really make sure you hit all the different categories of people, what they can and can't drink and things like that. I mean, this is really interesting.
Or what they should and shouldn't drink.
Yeah.
Right? And then they also... You're also totally into the environment, and not that you have any competition, but this really sets you apart.
Yeah, so as you're mentioning with non-dairy, the vanilla oatnog latte that you hopefully have had a chance to sip on is made with a non-dairy oatnog. So it's a take on the kind of traditional eggnog, but it's for anybody who's trying to avoid dairy. They can kind of still get those flavors of the holiday. And we do have a huge commitment to, you know, non-dairy and different dietary preferences. We have a vegan sandwich on our menu, but we also have things for those meat eaters, too. And anybody who wants dairy, we've got lots of that as well.
Okay, I did eat one thing that maybe isn't as others, but it was phenomenal. The fudgy chocolate brownie topped with rich chocolate truffle ganache.
Yeah, that's very rich, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very good.
That's my favorite menu item from the new holiday launch. Super rich, super delicious. I only sent you one because really you only need a small bite. It's so tasty.
Oh, we ate the whole thing.
Yeah, we wouldn't know. It's gone.
I actually got the hot ho-ho mint mocha in here, which has white chocolate chips in it. Very good. And your cups for the holiday season are very festive too, by the way.
Oh, well, thank you. We designed those in partnership with our guests and our team. So there's a really cool story behind each one of the designs on the holiday cups this year.
You know, this is, I mean, everybody knows Caribou Coffee and that you have coffee, but then these flavors, and I'm this muffin. What I don't know what I'm eating. There's not a tag on it.
Let me grab the tag.
Oh, wait a minute. I think I've got it. Orange flavored muffin studded with real cranberries and dusted with coarse sugar.
That's it. That is great. This is great.
You're eating the muffin top by itself. Are you that guy?
I am.
You're that guy. You just took the top off.
I am. Here you go, John. You can have
the rest. Oh, my goodness. I didn't think you would be that guy.
Yeah, I'm eating the muffin top, Lindsay. So.
Wow. It's like a Seinfeld episode.
But it's good. It's really good.
Wow. Okay.
So tell you, when are you kicking off these holiday drinks, holiday specials? Because people are, today's a good day to get coffee. It's like snowing.
Sure is. Yeah.
Kind of winter starting.
Yeah, so our holiday menu has been in stores for a couple weeks now. We like to kick things off early. It arrived right after Halloween, but now you can grab it through the holidays. So make sure to stop by your local Caribou Coffee. We've also got some really great deals coming up for Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and really the holiday shopping season that will kick off next week for Thanksgiving. All you got to do is be part of our Caribou Perks program, which is our loyalty reward program to get on those offers and maybe try your holiday drinks with a little bit of a discount.
That's awesome. The Caribou Perks loyalty reward program, tell me about signing up or how I can do that. I'm not on that. I do go to your place, but I'm not on your program.
Yeah, if you stop in at one of our locations, anybody on the team will be able to get you set up. But if you want to do it in advance, you can text PERKS, PERKS, to 763 Caribou, or you can sign up online on our website, caribboucoffee.com/perks.
Outstanding, Lindsay. This is just fantastic stuff, and can't wait to try some of your holiday stuff. And folks, if you want something really tasty, really unique, that they really try to make
different,
and
different,
and natural, and all these kind of ingredients, you guys really went overboard—not overboard, but you really went, beyond the norms of making sure you combine great taste with great stuff.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Lindsay, I should know this in my show prep. Where are your locations in our listing area? We're from here to Oshkosh. Do you know?
Yeah. Yep. So we have 3 locations in the Green Bay area. We have 5 locations in the Appleton area, and then 2 in Fond du Lac.
Great. Awesome.
Yeah.
Great service, great price now that I'm going to get on your Perks program. And, thanks for bringing this stuff in
fantastic.
Today. You know, this is great. We will be. Yep. I go to the one on Military Avenue, so that's where I normally see you guys.
And I'll have to team up with her to somehow get a couple in Oshkosh because we need them there.
That'd be phenomenal. Yes. Yep. Fantastic.
That's next.
We'll find you the locations, right. Lindsay.
And Todd will buy a franchise. There we go.
That would be a terrible job for me, though. I would never get it right.
Oh, yeah. They're so.
I wouldn't pay attention.
Right? I feel sorry for you guys. When I'm behind the guy and he's ordering, or the lady.
Give me a splash.
Right, with this extra
soda,
hot and this. I show up, coffee with cream, and then I. Yeah.
Did you ever see the Saturday Night Live skit where they took some heat for it? Where it's like, name, Marsha. We need a tea for Lashana. It's Marsha. Whatever. You ever hear that? I love that one.
Well, now it's almost like, bartenders have to know all the tricks of the trade.
Oh, man.
People that do your coffee have to know that, too. Yeah,
It's crazy. I give all the respect in the world for those people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what I like about your coffee baristas, right? That's what we call you guys?
Yeah.
Baristas, I should say. Usually pretty healthy, a little younger. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right.
I'll drink whatever you're having.
They're kind of hip.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
So if you're an old guy like you, you feel hip just by going in.
No, that's why I go through the drive-thru.
Lindsay, great stuff. Caribou Coffee, thanks for what you guys do for us, and we're going to be regular customers.
Yeah, and we'll promote you. This is
absolutely
great. Thanks for the coffee, the muffins, and that sugar high Johnny's on.
Yeah, although, Lindsay, we hope the Vikings lose every game they play.
We're
going to be honest.
I'm with John on
that. We love your coffee, but we don't like your team.
It's a healthy rivalry, but we appreciate
there
you guys.
There you go.
Thank you for,
you
thank you for having me this morning.
All right, Lindsay, thank you so very much. Great stuff.
Yeah.
It's nice to
take care.
Treat yourself.
See ya.
Yep. The holidays.
Absolutely. You know? Why not? I mean, especially, this is like one of my, you talk about your favorite day. This is like my favorite week of the year in some ways. Because I love Thanksgiving. Because there's no pressure. You just enjoy it. You just whatever. The night before is fun. You can whatever. There's something about Thanksgiving this whole week I really enjoy heading into that week.
Yeah.
Okay, what were you going to say?
No, I just say it's something.
Here we go.
No, no, yep. I like Thanksgiving because there are no gifts, but Thanksgiving is time when you get your family together. And that can be, you know, a little stressful, especially in these political times, and I may have an opinion. Oh. So I have a sister I haven't talked to in a while. However, I just want to say that I've segued into that's the family I grew up in. The family that I have now, daughters, right. son-in-laws, that I can't wait to get together with. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so it's like, I do, yeah.
It's fun to get together with people that you love and spend time eating and watching football and whatever you do, shopping.
Yep.
So I like this time of year.
And the too. Packers play, right? Thursday.
They do.
Yeah. Awesome.
Miami.
Yeah. So Alec Ingold.
Here.
Alec Ingold coming to town.
Which is cool. Well, that's right. Yep. And so I can watch it from there because it'll be a national game.
Isn't that cool with these young, I mean, like Tanner Bordellini and these kids that we see growing up, literally since they were, you know, whatever. So I've been watching Alec and Tanner since they were freshmen, since they're 14, 15 years old. Nice. And now they're in the National Football League. Right. I mean, that's such a cool thing to see.
Yeah, that's the pinnacle.
Yeah, boy. So happy
for
them.
They've
worked hard. Yeah, no question. Happen. Beyond belief. Another thing about Thanksgiving, though, when you were a kid, okay, did you ever have anything but the exact same meal every single... There was like no... Thanksgiving was one of those...
Absolutely.
Zero variations.
Yep.
None. And the same with
that's so true.
And it's kind of the same with the people.
Yeah.
You know,
would eat the same part of the turkey.
Yep. And big kids table, all that.
Yep.
I want to say that when we kind of broke away, and that's I could find something better, but when we decided not to go, and the kids are like, "Oh, we're not going to grandma's," I'm like, "You guys, I got a feeling that if we do something else, that you know." It's not like you're going to miss a lot because it's the same.
Right.
You know, but it's nice to get together. I don't take anything away from it.
And I just think there's something nice about that
getting
time.
Together. Yeah.
To always be the same.
How many kids did you have?
11.
How big was your dining room or kitchen table?
That was big.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
It was.
Would your mom have to cook like two turkeys?
Football table, like is that what you called it. But I just want to say, so my dad, you know, passed away. And then my mom still had that house. But then she moved to Appleton, and she lives in a two-bedroom apartment, but she still likes to have everybody over. And it's like, Mom, we've gone from, 5,000 to 800 or 700? It's like that's a little crowded for me. So
that's awesome.
It is.
That's
great.
Fantastic.
It's great. So anyway, it's the people and the food that make it special.
Yep.
So
it's a great time of year. Time of year.
It is.
All right, we got to start a quick break. Todd Magnuson, Rock and Roll Land, coming up on Trucker Thursday, back after this.
Together. More or less in line, just keep chugging on. Arrows of neon and flashing marquees out on Main Street. Chicago, New York, Detroit, and it's all on the same street. A typical city involved in a typical day.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WGBW.
Down on Bourbon Street, set up like a bowling pin, knocked down, it gets to wearing thin, it just won't let you be.
Hey, welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, here on a nasty Thursday morning.
Nasty? That's just,
you nasty ready. Boy.
You look out, doesn't that look nice, a little white?
Looks pretty windy out there. I'll tell you.
True that. It's windy. It's windy.
We had a friend just walk in, look bundled up and cold and all those kind of things.
Couple indoor things, though, coming up. I mean, I want to just, we had the people on from the Antiquarian Society. They have a great event coming up at the Rock Gardens, like Howard, off of Taylor Street. You know, it used to be the Comfort Inn, or maybe it still is. But the Rock Gardens, and they have the Antiquarian. It's their 67th, antiquarian sale. 25 vendors, set up tables, and you can buy things there that are just very, very unique. Like, I've been to that thing many times, but cufflinks, they've got some great
Table settings?
Yeah, they got some table settings. They also got some cut crystal. It's just very cool. It's $7 to go to that thing. It's both Friday and Saturday. We're giving away a couple tickets, Todd. Yes, we're going to give away some tickets to go to that. It's the Antiquarian Society, and it's a great show to go wander around, shop, learn a lot about history. They have this, Johnny, she was telling us yesterday, some guy, they're selling, it's this, like, almost like a paddle that's like a ruler, and it goes to 8 feet. So, you know. You know what that was used for?
No.
Measuring salmon.
Oh, okay. I mean,
that's cool, right?
Yeah, very cool.
If your grandpa was into you know, you have that, put that in your little man cave or whatever. But there's so many other cool things there. So
we have a paddle to measure salmon. 2,000 pounds shall be known as a ton. What shall 1,000 pounds be, sir? Nothing.
Nothing. Okay. All right, we've seen it. So
wine will be measured in liters.
All right, if you want tickets,
how many liters in a gallon? Nobody knows. That is one of the funniest.
That really is, and it's like all men will be free. Like, yeah.
I can't stop watching him, Nate Bartzka. How do you pronounce his name?
Bartzka came out of nowhere.
Yeah,
Bargazzi or something.
Yeah,
like that.
I didn't know about him until Mayor Eric mentioned, we had some event going on. He says, no, I'm going to the thing. It's just a really funny guy at the Resh.
Right.
And I had never heard of him.
No.
And then I started, it's like, oh my God, yeah, I so wish I would have gone to see him.
His delivery is just very low key,
man.
Right?
Yeah.
And he almost, for whatever reason, you just kind of connect with what he's saying
absolutely.
In so many ways.
Yes. So, I've got the guy that cuts my lawn is my wife. And I take my dog for a walk, and you know, he's always tugging and whatever, and I talk to this other person. It's like, boy, their dog is just walking right next to him. And I'm like, how do you get your dog trained? He goes, well, I have this spiked collar on him. He goes, so to potty train your dog, do you have two dogs, and the first one that pees on the rug, you shoot him? He is awesome. Love him.
Yeah, he
love him.
Up with some cool stuff. Yeah, and, but like I said, he kind
of big guy. How are the roads out there?
YouTube and
come on, Kirk, let's talk to this guy real quick here. Come on in. Come on. Let us
Todd roll. Though, these tickets, they're going to just text the Civic Media app, and they can just text and get two tickets for this Antiquarian show. Okay.
Yep. So download the Civic Media app right now. Choose WISS or WGBW. We will set you up with tickets for the show.
Outstanding. Right, cool. Give us a road report, big fella.
Oh, it's
speak into the mic, please.
I think there's more snow out there than
don't turn completely around. Look out the
window. Out the
window. And tell us what the road's like. We can look out the window, okay?
You haven't seen me at work.
Yeah, come on and talk it.
Noah, I thought the roads were going to just be watery.
Yeah.
And they're slushy, and they're actually out there plowing.
I know. I see that.
So there's a lot of slush out there. There's a lot of snow on the cars this morning.
Are the roads slippery, though, on the highways of here?
Yeah, people are going slow. Yeah. Okay. I wasn't on the freeway, but the road's in.
Okay.
But it's not freezing. If it would be 17 or 20, then that's dangerous, because that would all be ice.
Hopefully,
out there.
It's going to rain and be gone this afternoon.
Right. Oh, okay. Right. Well, that's cool.
That is the plan.
According to meteorologist Jim Schmidt, the roads will be just fine.
Wet.
Wet.
It's not really wet.
It's wet out there, folks.
If it gets down to 17, it's going to be ice. So,
but people do. I mean, right now, they still have to be pretty careful out there, huh?
Yeah, they're slushy.
Okay. All right.
And you got to shovel your sidewalks.
Yeah. What are the rules on that?
You got to shovel them.
What if it's like an elderly guy or lady who
call the neighbor kid?
Oh, you got to do that. Oh, yeah. Do they get fined?
Oh, yeah.
Like if somebody slips, would you be liable?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it will shovel them for you, but it's going to be, I think it's $42, maybe it's more than that, $42 for an hour or for a half hour.
I would shovel for $42.
You know, that's what you get charged.
I'm throwing that out.
And if you don't pay it goes on your taxes. I don't know if don't hold me to the number.
No. I'm undercutting the city. Folks, I'll do it for $35. I'll shovel your section for $35.
John, be careful with that.
You're going to get so many people now that you're not going to even be able to work. The whole city's going to call you.
I will shovel your thing for $35.
If you need Mino to shovel, text us.
Yes.
No.
Mino shoveling service.
You got to put some guardrails on that.
I'm a good shoveler.
What if the
Jim?
Guy owns 3 city blocks? I mean,
$35. Say, he put it out there.
Yeah, I know.
$35.
You got to go by the hour. And
that was
say,
just the hook to get him in.
Okay, all right. So
then we'll talk about the details.
Bait and switch.
A little bit.
Nothing wrong with that.
No. the no, your thing, section in front of a what was okay if you
60
live,
feet
like your street how much are you responsible for
60
so okay I will do 60 feet
you
do
75 do 60, maybe 70 75 75? In some of these neighborhoods
all right I'll do that for $35.
Well, then what about my driveway?
That's the walkway. That's a little
and
bit
the
extra.
Steps.
That's a little.
And my porch.
We'll talk. But okay. I'll have salt.
So it's just you're just doing that's this to get your foot in the door.
That's the basic.
That's great marketing.
Cheaper
Thank
than
you.
The city
great marketing. Thank you, Todd. Yep. I grew up shoveling like you can't believe in the UP.
The only thing you have to do is the sidewalk to get away from a fine. But if you would come over and do my sidewalk, I would want my whole yard shoveled.
Another $20.
That's pretty cheap. Believe me, the driveway.
Well, you get what you pay for.
I'm just saying, Johnny, the driveway and the steps and right. the porch are bigger than the 60 feet in front of my house.
All right, well, for 60 feet, I'll do $35 for 60 feet. Then we can negotiate the rest. The sidewalk, yes.
Okay, that's.
And I'll salt
that
it.
That can work.
And I will salt it.
Will you do it before Jim comes to work?
Yeah, morning? You got to do it. It has to be done. I don't know what the hours
Jim
are.
Jim has
on
to
it.
Have. He doesn't want to get his. That would be extra. So he's got to have a clear path.
I got that covered.
All right. But any of your neighbors, elderly neighbors, I'll do it for them for $35.
And then the other thing, besides the 60 feet of sidewalk in front of your home, what's the range? You going to go to Howard or you just in the city or? We're not going to go to Apple.
10-mile radius. 10-mile radius.
That's too far.
No, it's not.
Wow.
Yeah.
10-mile radius? Right
10-mile radius.
5-mile radius.
Why is he discouraging me?
No.
5-mile radius.
What's wrong with him?
All right. Good luck, Johnny.
Back after this.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Who is a girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway?
Love it!
Rolling down the highway in my Jimmy hauling for eight from Chicago to St. Louis, Lord, I see her every day.
Love it!
A double-clutching weasel like me can hardly ever get a girl to look at him that away.
Gotta get to the hook, baby.
Like the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway.
Love it, girl on the billboard. Well, Todd brought us in. Todd Magnuson, Rock and Roll Land, brought us in just some beautiful pieces of Americana. Trucker albums. And just looking at the album covers
that is
cool. Interesting.
I have you seen that?
Not this one.
Yeah,
no,
me either.
No, it's the guy, the trucker in his cab, and three like hot girls from the got to be early 70s with the Nancy Sinatra high
right,
boots,
exactly,
and the whole thing. Yeah. Yes, but you want to know something funny? I just showed Todd. Okay, Nikki, come in on this. Hold this there for one quick second. Todd, do you have the picture up on of me from 77?
No. I got that.
Okay.
Here, I'll put that up.
Okay, yeah. But you guys see what my sister's wearing. Uh-huh. And look at this girl here.
This era, yeah.
Like the exact same colors, exact right. same, whatever. Wow. It's like, I think we had carpeting that color too.
Yeah. Shag.
But I love these. But, and again, okay, so there's another one, Trucker Album. And then, I don't know if people can see it here. I feel like Johnny Carson. Remember when he had
pulled
the
pictures?
Yep.
Yeah. But I'm trying to figure out, you know, when they had that meeting about, hey, so we're going to do an album here from the Nashville studio called Truck Driving Son of a Gun. Okay. Yeah. Good idea, boss. And here's what I'm thinking. We're going to have this lady in black nylons, high heels, very short skirt, pearls, and big hair sitting in the cab. And some guy like looking up and talking to her.
Who kind of looks like Johnny Cash from the back.
It looks
a lot
like Johnny Cash.
A little bit.
Yes. But it's like, who came up with that idea? Todd, who came up with that idea?
I don't know.
What's the genius,
I'm sure.
right.
Because didn't they say like album covers back in the day were like tremendously important?
I would think so, right, Todd?
But I'd still buy records by album cover art because that's how I bought records when I was a kid.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I mean.
And because there were no videos and stuff, but you'd
couldn't stream it.
Yeah.
You'd watch that go around and around on your record player, right? And that whatever that icon was in the middle of the album, you just watch that spin.
Yeah. I remember the Green Apple when that came out. Yeah. Remember the Beatles?
Yep.
So, Todd, has there been an album that didn't sell real well and then was put in a different jacket and sold really well? Like it really wasn't the music? I mean, like it really... Yeah, like it was more the jacket cover. The music was great in both jacket covers. It's just one outsold the other.
Well, there's a whole ton of band album covers, and we could do a whole other series.
I know. We've talked about that.
But
and I'd be fine with that because I love album covers. Yep,
yep. The Beatles Butcher cover. And then the Paste Over is probably the most famous
of that.
Of that.
Cool. But
there's guys' album covers where they're flipping the bird by accident. And
really?
Yeah, and they airbrushed it out and redid the cover, and then everybody had to try to find... The old one, there's the Mamas and Papas record with the toilet on the cover, and they covered over it later.
Well, I just saw the other night a thing about it. It said, oh, your CD's maybe worth, you know, $100,000. So it's like right away I look, you know. But it's like ones that, like there's a Michael Jackson one that they released and then tried to pull back right away. So it's like maybe 500 copies are in the world. And so it's like it seems like it was all ones that were released almost, I don't want to say accidentally, but like you said with the album covers, they had to pull back and stop and change it up a little bit. Those are really valuable, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Any of the oddball variants or whatever are always sought after collectors.
Isn't that funny how misprints, I mean, that happens with stamps, it happens with money. Money one time, somebody was printed upside down, and that's like worth, you know, like a lot more than the denomination. So, yeah, that's cool.
Todd, later on, can we play The Gear Jammer and the Hobo by Red Solvang?
I'll find it.
Thank you. Like him. Thank you. I love these titles. Love it. Old Home, Filler Up, and Keep on a Truckin' Cafe. I'm a truck. I'm a truck driving son of a gun. Kind of a theme here.
Just a little.
Kind of a theme. Not real creative, maybe. Diesel smoke and dangerous curves.
Okay. That's...
There you go. Good stuff. Good stuff, Todd.
So good.
Thank you for bringing
these
in.
They still sell?
Yeah. They do. I just grabbed a few, but I could almost make a section of truck driving albums.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they still popular?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
look at them.
I know. Yeah.
Actually, what happened was, I think, Todd, you may have been talking about it online or something, and I'm like, or maybe you reached out to me, and I'm like, we do Trucker Thursdays. You should come on with some albums. And
that would be great.
With the holidays here, I mean, people are buying music for other people and gift certificates and all that good stuff.
Where's vinyl these days?
Good still?
Still? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's modern truck driving songs.
Yeah.
There's artists like Dale Watson that has a whole truck driving session, volume one and two.
Okay.
You know, so, and then, you know, you got Sergil Simpson doing truck driving type stuff. There's a various newer artists doing.
When people buy vinyl, is it to listen to or to collect?
A little bit of both. It's probably still a good chunk of listeners, you know, that are buying it to listen.
Right.
There's guys that I know that don't even have a turntable, but they buy the record.
That's what I mean.
A collector standpoint.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay.
So, Rock and Roll Land, you do a lot. I mean, you're a promoter.
Right.
I mean, that one time there's a line of people before you even opened up.
Yeah. And those are always the record store days, that we did in April. There's the Black Friday coming up.
Tell us about your location again for people who haven't been to your place.
838 South Military Avenue.
Right down from Caribou Coffee.
Yes, I go there.
Well, you have it there.
Oh, you got your own.
My cousin's from Minneapolis, and she actually works for Caribou.
So you're kidding?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's good coffee.
I drive through. I have to drive by the drive-through on my way to work, exactly. So it's unfortunate.
That's the route you take.
Yes. So, right down on Military Avenue, 838 Military Avenue. Tell me about the Black Friday, because that's going to be, like, Friday. Next Friday.
The 29th.
Yeah, 29th.
Yeah, so we'll open at 7 a.m. I suspect there'll be a line. I just checked in a bunch of my order yesterday came. There's a good ton of releases coming out for Black Friday again.
You know,
we have a sale. I'll do used, 50% off used stuff.
I give you all the credit in the world because there used to be a lot more record stores, obviously, in the world.
Yeah.
And you had to be so fervently have such a love for that business to survive and battle through it. And you have, what did it take? What has it taken?
It takes a lot. You know, it takes a lot of my passion, obviously. And I have now that the bigger location, I have a lot of good staff, a lot of helpers. people that just, you know, young kids that just want to be a part of it.
Yeah.
And so they love it.
These kids that come in and they just don't want a job. Like, they've got a passion like you.
They
but
do. Yeah.
30 years younger or something, right? It's amazing. I would totally agree with in the interview process is, you know, you hear for the 12 bucks or 15, whatever, you're going to pay them an hour.
Yeah.
Or and they're like, and they start rattling off things that, like, it's like, wow, this will be great. Because when people go into your store, they're there for some information as well as the product. Yeah.
And you can tell, like, the
the
young kids, and I love seeing the young kids, like, pulling stuff out of the bins that you would never guess that they're listening to. And it's great, in my opinion. I just smile the whole time. I'm watching these kids pull, you know, jazz records and rock records and trucking records, you know. So it's...
That's still fun, though.
Oh,
like, when I'd be on the road with UW Green Bay, and you'd have all kinds of time to kill, you know, in the mornings, on a Saturday morning, and I'd always go for a walk in the... Like, Cleveland was a good town for that, and they had some great... I remember, it was within walking distance. Actually, I walked to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but they had some great... You want to talk about fun, going into those stores and just going through those bins. And
that's the best part.
It was so much fun.
Yeah. Still, I miss that. Day, you know, you're flipping through the bins, you just lose yourself.
Absolutely.
And the rap that Cleveland got, that is an awesome city.
Yeah.
I just think Cleveland is one of the... there's just a lot of good things about it. But, you know, you go to places and you really don't want to, you know, the Walmart and the corner and McDonald's. I mean, you want to find places like yours.
Yeah. It's the true record store experience.
Right.
You know, we got all the bins are full. You got music playing. Other people in there looking, and that excitement of finding that Beatles Butcher cover or some other rarity that we have.
So how do you decide what the music is you're playing? Do you guys fight over it, or is it a short straw or a long straw?
I get a couple kids that come in, and this one guy that I let him take free reign, and he'll just pull records out, but he likes a lot of the disco 70s stuff. And people are like, man, this is great. We're playing, you know, he just pulls random stuff, and he's a fun kid. And Saturday we were listening to Sammy Davis Jr., you know, the Candyman, you know.
The Candyman tale. The Candyman.
You know, that's like, I think that's cool. It's like,
hey, look who's here. It's the Candyman.
It's so great.
You know, it's like a restaurant cooking certain things. It's like, oh, what is that? You know, then they might even come back and buy it. So I was
sold records, you know, mid play through. Somebody's like, is that for sale? And, you
okay, I am so old, okay, that when I was young, our record store in little town of Negaunee had the little place where you could listen to a record.
Before you bought it.
Oh, we have a listening station.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah. And somebody was asking if this was a whatever pressing, blah, 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 and they wanted to hear it. And I said, go listen to it, and then you can decide for yourself. So unused stuff, obviously.
Sure.
People are like, oh, this is still sealed. I'm like, well, you can't open it.
Right. Yeah. We got a text here. Thank you, Todd, for your music store. I just got back into vinyl after being away for many years. Terry. I got another one here from Todd. Open Up and Say Ah by Poison was censored way back in the day, and there was no need for it.
That was another one. It was like a fake tongue sticking out, and they blacked off the tongue.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like a pointy, lizardy looking tongue, you know, and then they censored that. But boy, there's censored records from the 60s, you know.
Do you sell album frames? You know, somebody
I do
wants
have
to,
some,
like, frame.
Okay. Yeah, and honestly, these are, you know, some of these are just worthy of framing.
Absolutely. Right. I mean, the artwork. Todd, we were talking about that. I mean, that is a serious slice of Americana.
Absolutely.
That is gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
You just look at some of the Molly Hatchet album art.
Oh, yeah.
The Boston album art.
I used to like Pure Prairie League's art.
Because they always was like the same artist. And
The Western theme all the time.
Well, remember the group Poco? I mean, the guy who did that was the guy from Saturday Night Live.
Phil Hartman.
Remember?
You're kidding.
He did those album covers with the horse and stuff.
Wow, I didn't know
he
that.
He was an artist.
He was a graphic artist.
Yeah, Poco, Rosa Cimarron. We listened to that all the time in school after we
smoked.
Whatever.
Yeah.
We have a Poco section.
Right. My brother was a...
you have a section on that? Yeah. Oh, I'm coming to that. I do. Poco, that... I'm serious, but I got a bunch of stuff to do on Saturday, but I'm going to swing by.
My brother actually had subscribed to the record club.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Columbia House?
Yeah. And it was always exciting. You know, it'd be like the Kingston Trio or something. But I'll never forget was the Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass, the girl in the whipped cream.
Yeah. So
for its day, whoa.
That was quite risque. And I have probably 100 copies of that record.
No kidding.
Because every time one comes in, I save it. So I literally in the back room have bins full
of that album.
Of that album. And once in a while, I'll do a spoof and I'll load up the front of the bins and take a picture that I put fresh records out. And it's become just a collectible, iconic record.
Absolutely.
It's probably the most produced. There's probably millions of copies of that out
there. Wow. You know?
It is fantastic records.
So. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, he was great.
Don't just say Herb Elbert.
Yeah, I know. But that was, you remember, you know that cover? Do you know
that one? Yes.
Okay, another one that was very risque for the time. Carly Simon.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
In the tank top?
Yeah.
Yeah. Todd?
Good record.
Todd's all over.
Do you, so they don't all hold, it's art. So it doesn't all hold the same value.
Right.
Do you have some things that are, you don't have to tell me exactly what it's cost, but do you have things that you won't sell?
Never.
Well, that's cool.
We sell.
Like if somebody comes in, you came for your own collection?
No. In the 13 years we've been there, you know, I'm tempted sometimes because we get rare, very rare records in and I'm like, oh my God, you know?
Right.
But in the same sense is, you know, I'll buy a collection, so I need to recoup. And a lot of times those rare records, I need that to get the money back. Yeah, you know, so.
What are some, if people look in their basement or someplace or whatever, I know quality or condition is such an important factor, but just some that people might not know. Hey, you can get a few bucks for that.
Most people don't know the rarity, and I've bought collections where they say, oh, I got Elvis, I got Beatles, and sometimes those are so common.
Right.
But
they were so
popular. They might have 20 jazz records that are worth more than the Beatles records. And I'll tell them people that. I'm like, look, you got, you know, an original Miles Davis, you got original John Coltrane. And those are better than your Beatles records. So it always kind of evens itself out. And, you know, I bought collections where I'm like, you can keep the Beatles records. You know, you have better stuff than the Beatles. So.
Yeah, and some of you guys were way ahead of the curve because there was a time when these were worth, in our mind, nothing.
Yeah.
And I know that after we were married, we put our stuff together and just had a bunch of, just a whole crate of albums. And some guy came in and bought them all. He's probably a lot smarter than I was, right? Because maybe they're worth something now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, if they still got them, you'll look at them, right? You'll bring them in?
Oh, absolutely. Yep. I look at records every single day.
We're with Todd Magnuson, Rock and Roll Land on Trucker Thursday. Stay with us.
Sure can get weary sometimes, especially when you get a flat on the old diesel. I was barreling down old 77 one day, and I just passed a hobo who'd given me the thumb. And I gave him the thumb back and kept going. And wouldn't you know it? About a quarter of a mile further, I pulled up on the shoulder with a flat on the right.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Ball-headed, two-bit hobo.
Who are you calling?
Bow-legged. Now look, you're going to help me fix this flat or I'm going to break your...
Careful, chum, you'll bend the shoe.
Now for the last time, are you or ain't you?
You get so excited. Okay.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on Trucker Thursday. Love this day. Nikki wandering around, taking our stuff, getting in our way.
Todd Magnuson actually said something really cool. Todd used the term flipping through the bins.
Yeah.
That would be a great name for a segment on this show.
I like it.
And you just bring in stuff that you flip through and share it with us.
I love that.
Flipping through the bins with Todd from Rock and Roll Land.
Todd, that's not the Poco cover though with that Rose of Cimarron, is it?
No,
I didn't think so.
That's the one Phil Hartman is.
Oh, that's one Phil did.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
I've got
on
that
the credits. It says Phil Hartman.
Wow. Artist. I had no idea he was an artist.
Yeah.
Wow. So Todd, do you ever not say get tired, but like, I got a buddy that owns a bar. He's owned it for years and years and years. I said, I've always thought about owning a bar. He goes, let me tell you what it's like. It's exactly like being a farmer, but all your cows are drunk. do you ever get overly whatever with music, with albums, love it the way you always did?
It's stuck with me this whole time. You know, I still have my first record I bought when I was 10 years
what
old.
What was it?
Kiss Alive.
Okay, I told you mine.
I was 10.
Ballad of the Green Berets, Sergeant Barry Sadler.
Yeah. I still have it. I still have my Kiss Alive record, my original. You know,
that's cool.
I can still remember buying it.
My second one was Neil Diamond, Hot August Night.
Good one.
Yeah. You don't forget your albums. Isn't
Never.
That something?
And that's something, you know, I still can remember probably my first 10 and then still from my current record I bought, you know.
Did your family put out albums?
Yes. We have six of them.
Mm-hmm. Are they valuable, do you know?
They were Decca.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. So that was
some of the
that
local
was the label
or,
they had.
You know, Poco records that are locally here. I have a whole series of local bands that from the 60s and 70s. And
yeah, this was barbershop music, though. They're all framed. And my dad gave us all, like, the original, nice. Whatever.
We probably have some sitting at the store.
That's a pretty small group, but the people who like it love it.
Yeah.
You're one of those things. So.
Well, and I have such a taste in music. Like, I don't ever really turn anything away. So
that's cool.
I have polka and barbershop and classical and country, rock.
What are you looking for, Todd? If you want to put it out there right now, types of things that if people are going through their old, you know, boxes of whatever, what the would hottest, you be interested in?
The hottest right now that I'm always looking for is the classic rock.
Okay.
You know, even 50s to 80s for sure. You know, 90s is a little tougher to find on vinyl.
Yeah.
They're starting to reissue some 90s stuff. But the 80s is huge, you know.
Disco doing anything for you?
Disco has its moments.
You talk about a segment of people who follow that, right?
Yeah.
That's what all music has a real core, but I think it's a strong core for barbershop. Like, it's a really strong core for disco. And
yeah.
Then there's other people like you and me that probably have
there's
a pretty good variety.
There's some obscure disco records that, honestly, when you listen to them, they might have been in a disco genre, but they're a little more soul, a little more funk,
right.
But they kind of lumped them in with the disco stuff. And some of those I'm like, man, this record is really good, you know? That one helper I have at the store, he plays a lot of the disco stuff. And he's 25 years old. He loves it.
You know what?
I think that's cool.
So do I.
I mean, once again, if we pop that picture up on the screen, talk about somebody who loves disco.
Somebody who loves disco.
He just came from the disco.
The leisure suit. He was all in. High heel shoes.
Oh, I did.
I'm sure you did, Johnny. Shiny
man.
Black.
I did. They're multi two-toned.
Oh, yeah.
How many times did you twist an ankle in those things?
Right. Oh, tell you what. Polyester shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Those?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the puka beads. Oh, I was styling, man. I was cool. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well,
She still went to the other team.
Yeah, she still went to the other team. Yeah. Some things are out of your control, Jim.
You share.
I'll explain it to you someday.
Nature, nurture.
So. So, Todd, what do you listen to for fun? You can listen to anything. Well, anybody can now. You just download. What do you listen to for fun?
When I'm at home, I play my records at home. I don't have a CD player. I the only time I stream stuff maybe if I'm cutting the lawn. And I got my trucker playlist going. So.
No kidding. That's phenomenal.
At home, like, it depends. Sometimes I'll wake up and I got a song in my head and I got to go put it on. I was just listening to the Nelson record for some reason. Like, they were in my brain.
Isn't it weird? I same thing. I'll hear a song and then Alexa play it. And then it's just cool to hear that, right? In terms of listening to music, it depends on the day. It depends on my mood.
The whole
setting. I listen to tons of different kinds of
music.
The
whole setting comes into play.
Weekends, right.
You know what I love to do? Sit at Neshoto Beach and on a foggy type day and play Into the Mystic.
Oh, yeah.
What are you smoking then or drinking?
Wow. Wow, Jim. I did that the other day when I was driving up. I left early in the morning for the UP, and I'm driving through Escanaba or Menominee, and the fog was literally coming in off the thing, and I played Into the Mystic. And it's just that setting, that enhanced that 5-minute drive, like you can't believe.
No.
Music is so important.
And I think we talk about it can really bring you to a very happy place, right?
Or absolutely. Good,
and you know, I think George Winston, just the holiday music, I just like listening to that because I'm not, you know what I mean? There's just so much music that can put you in the right mood at the right time. You know what I mean? And
if I smell fresh cut grass late in the summer, the song We're an American Band literally pops right into my head.
It's such a summer anthem.
Yeah, and we'd play it in the locker room before football practice, and you'd have that smell of the cut grass.
They talk about how smells can bring you back to a time, just like music,
for sure.
Right? I can see why you put those two together.
Yep.
You're there.
Yep, that's honest truth.
That's cool.
That and Smoke on the Water.
Yeah.
Boy.
I love Smoke on the Water.
Are they back together?
Yeah, they just put a new record out.
That's unbelievable.
So, I just know every pep band had to play that.
Yeah. I bought that record when I was a kid.
Yeah.
and I wanted to hear Smoke on the Water.
Yeah.
And Smoke on the Water is on side two. So to this day, I play side two first and then side one.
Oh, man.
I can't listen to that record anymore.
I was a big side two kind of guy. Yeah. I always found some cool, you know, what's that? Deep tracks.
Stuff. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Deep tracks. Todd Magnuson, man, I envy you. You got a great job.
You do.
Yeah, thanks.
And congratulations for what you do. You're needed here.
And it's cool to bring that to our community, you know? That's awesome. All right.
It.
So everybody knows where you are. 838 Military Avenue, Rock and Roll Land. Thanks.
Mind on the Mare. Into the Mystic. Come into the Mystic with me. Back after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.